like to start off by painting a little picture here for you. It's your lunch hour. Right? You've got an hour, but you're thinking to yourself, you know, if I could make it 30 minutes, I could be done early today. Right? So you head off for lunch and you think, well, if I'm only going to make it a half an hour, I better do some fast food. Right? So you head down to the nearby McDonald's, pull in, get into that drive-through lane. Somebody pulls in behind you, right? Because apparently other people have the same idea. But because somebody's pulled in behind you, you're committed now, right? And just as you get around to where you might possibly be able to place your order, you see this. And yes, it's full of kids, right? And no, luck is not with you. The driver's not just stopping to get a cup of coffee for himself. Okay, so what has happened here is some adult on this bus has decided to take all of the fast out of fast food. Another picture. You're, say, 10 miles from work. 10 miles from work. Got 20 minutes to get there. No problem. Right? Except for that. Right? At the rate that traffic's moving, it's going to take you 2 hours to get there. I saw this just the other day. And one last. You saved up some money, decided you're going to take the family to an amusement park. You sprung for the early entry passes, right? You get up early, you get everybody in the car, you drive all the way there. And when you get there, what you realize is that apparently there's such a thing as a very early entry pass, and everyone else on the planet has one. So all of your favorite rides are going to be like that, right? You're going to spend most of your day staring at the back of someone else's head. In all these scenarios, it's going to require one very special thing out of each of us. Anyone have any idea what that is? Patience. Exactly. Patience. And what exactly is patience? Well, patience is defined as the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. It's also defined as forbearance, or the state of being able to endure under difficult circumstances, such as persevering and or the ability to wait in the face of delay, provocation without responding in the negative, right? Someone provokes you and you don't get angry, or exhibiting forbearance under strain, especially when faced with longer-term difficulties. Right, that's the definition of patience. So we know what it is. Some other words that are synonymous, I guess, with patience. Composure is one of them. The ability to remain calm or tranquil. Diligence, persistent effort in an undertaking. Endurance, the act or quality of withstanding hardship or stress. Fortitude is another synonym for patient. patience. It's enduring pain or adversity with courage. It's not used very often, but the term grit is also a synonym for patience. It's the idea of having a spirit that cannot be broken. Right? A person that has grit is someone whose spirit can't be broken. Right? They're happy. Doesn't matter what you do to them, they're going to be happy. Right? And in this case, if they're patient, doesn't matter what happens, they're going to be patient. Perseverance is another word that's synonymous with patience, also used interchangeably in our Bible for patience. It's a steady adhering to a course of action or belief, right? So, you know, you believe it, and you're going to believe it no matter what. Doesn't matter what anybody says, what anybody does to you, you're going to believe that, right? You've decided to take this course of action. You're going to take that course of action. Doesn't matter what anyone says or does to you. The word poise was listed as a synonym for patience. That's the idea of carrying or holding oneself with equilibrium, right? It's that idea of, you know, just that unchanging state of being, right? Again, you're happy. You're just always happy, right? And we know people that have poise, right? They just always the same, right? Never change, doesn't matter what anyone does to them. Now, back to patience. On occasion, maybe this has happened to you, if you have lost your patience or you have become impatient, someone may have reminded you of the fact or reminded you that patience is a virtue. Someone may have said that to you at one time or another. Or maybe you said that to someone who was maybe being a little impatient. But the question here for us tonight, I guess the first question is patience a virtue? Do you believe that patience is a virtue? Right, and it's looked at as a virtue in that case, right? That's one of Job's virtues, was that he was a patient man. If we're just looking at it from a Bible standpoint, the word that's translated patience is not listed in what we would commonly call the Christian virtues, right? In 2 Peter chapter 1, right, it's not specifically listed there among those virtues. However, self-control is listed, perseverance is listed, right? Some of those things that are synonymous with patience. So we might be able to say that, you know, yes, patience is a virtue. Wanted you to understand the fact that virtue is defined as moral excellence. A virtue is a trait or a quality that is deemed to be morally good and thus is valued as a foundation of principle and good moral being. So patience would certainly be one of, fall into the idea of moral fortitude, right? A patient person is someone by being patient is showing good morals in that area. One thing we can say for certain is that patience is a fruit. It's a fruit of the Spirit, right? Paul lists the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. So one thing we do know, whether it's a virtue or not, we know that it is, in fact, the product of a godly spirit. Right? If the inner man is doing what God wants us to do, we will be patient. Right? That will be one of the products. Question. You think God wants us to be patient? You think we're doing something that God dislikes when we're impatient? Yeah, absolutely. And to kind of drive that point home, the word patient or patience is mentioned 32 times in the Bible. Endurance, one of the words that's synonymous, is mentioned 82 times in the Bible. Persevere or perseverance is mentioned 24 times in the Bible for a total of 138 times. You think God knows we might have a problem with patience? Might need to be reminded about patience. Think maybe it's been a problem with God's people since the very beginning. Yeah, probably has. Now, let's consider for just a moment the other side of patience, impatience, right? A lack of patience. And I went to a couple of sites that were dealing more with psychology, really, than anything else. But they had these two things listed as far as impatience. And I thought they were really good because when you think about it, it makes a whole lot of sense. Impatience is triggered when we have a goal and realize it's going to cost us more than we thought to reach it. Right? I had a goal of getting to work on time. All of a sudden, the traffic comes to a complete stop, and now it's going to cost a lot more for me to reach my goal. Patience motivates us to reduce the costs of reaching our goal or to switch goals. Right? I'm in that traffic jam. Now it's not. Now our goal is not getting to work on time. It's just, you know, am I going to make it by lunch? Right? Right? We start cutting that goal back. Right? And in most of the cases that I could think of, that top rule applied, where impatience is triggered when we have a goal and realize it's going to cost us more than we thought to reach it. Right? That causes us to be impatient. Let's consider some examples of impatience in the Bible. The first one would be that of Sarah, the wife of Abraham. She did not want to wait for God to give her a son. So she took matters into her own hands. Right? She had a goal. As she got older and older, the cost started to go up and up. Right? So she kind of changed the goal a bit. Right? It wasn't about just her having a son. Right? It's about, you know, making sure Abraham had an heir. In Genesis 25, we have the account of Jacob and Esau and Esau's impatience, right? He came back from the field, right? He was hungry, right? He's smelling, you know, Jacob's cooking up some stew or whatever, right? He's smelling that. It's smelling good. He gets impatient, and what does he do? Sells his birthright. All about impatience. 1 Samuel 13, we have the account of Samuel had told Saul to wait for him. He'd be there on a specific day at a specific time. And everybody is standing around waiting. Samuel doesn't make it exactly at that time. So what does Saul do? He panics and he goes and makes an offering himself to the Lord. Right? Was impatient. While he's doing that, Samuel walks up. Right? Had he just waited a little, right? Just a little. Had a little patience, it would have worked out for him. In Matthew 18, we have the account of the slave who was in debt to his master, and he had a debt that he could not repay, begged his master, "Have patience with me, and I'll repay you everything." And his master, of course, forgave him of the debt. But then he turns around to one of his fellow slaves who owed him something. His fellow slave said exactly the same words, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything." He had no patience. Right? Couldn't wait. Right? Give me the money now. Couldn't. So it's off to jail. Think about the prodigal son. Right? The story starts off with a case of impatience. Right? He wants his inheritance now. Right? Doesn't want to wait for it. Wants it now. Right? And obviously we see where that got him, where that moment of impatience got him to. Some of the consequences of impatience. Can anybody here think of any consequences of impatience? Amen. Rash words or actions. That's the second one I have written down here. Solomon in Proverbs 12:18 says, "There is one who speaks rashly like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Right? Those rash words hurt. Right? Even if it's, you know, in that traffic jam situation, right? You're in the car by yourself, right? Nobody hears it but you. Don't think it doesn't affect you. It does. Right? Because then you'll start, your mind starts thinking about, well, how that's okay. Right? It's okay for me to be angry. And while I'm on that, and I didn't have this written down, but while I was searching through some of these psychological websites about patience, one of the things that came up about people being impatient is in a traffic jam is the idea that you don't know the person in front of you at all. You don't know the person behind you at all. Right? You have all the patience in the world for the person behind you, and absolutely none for the person in front of you. Why? You know, if you actually just stopped and thought about that, it's like, how much sense does that make? Right? Just, you know, flip those cars around, right? And now you're angry at the person behind you. Right? You haven't moved at all. Yeah, Dale.
Mm-hmm. And he said he finally had enough of that. So he got out of his car and went back to the guy and said, "I'll tell you what, you go up and sit in my car and I'll blow your horn."
Exactly. Exactly. And that proves what I was saying, right? That, you know, we have absolutely no patience for the person that's directly in front of us, right? But all the patience in the world for the person that's behind. And it makes no sense, right? But somehow, you know, that makes us feel better, right? That kind of balances everything out for us somehow. Some other consequences of impatient. Anybody?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Death. You can certainly make decisions that would bring about your death. One of the consequences that I have listed down here, there are a number of physical effects to impatience. It affects one's mental well-being. You can be affected by things like anxiety, stress, depression. Some of the physical effects, impatience increases blood pressure. Right? I mean, you know, you catch yourself in one of those situations, take a look in the mirror, right? Your face is red, right? Veins are popping out, right? I mean, you know, if the doctor came and took your blood pressure right then, you know, he'd be writing prescriptions, take 5 of those and 10 of those, and right? I mean, no end to it, right? Your blood pressure's through the roof, and that's a serious health risk. It brings about the release of stress-related hormones like adrenaline, which increase the risk of heart disease and heart attack. Right? So just because we're impatient, right? It's like Fred said, you can end up dead just because you're impatient. Or the way things are going today, you get impatient on the road and people start pulling out guns. Right, it's not just blowing the horn anymore, right? People are taking shots. You know, it gets serious out there sometimes. Road rage. Right? You hear it on the news every once in a while. Yeah, Paul. Yeah, and it kind of depends, I guess, maybe on your circumstance, right? The traffic thing really hit home for me because for the last 10 years, my commute when I was at home was I would get up, get some coffee, and walk downstairs to my office, right? You know, if there was a traffic jam there, there's like I have bigger problems, right? So now in the job I have, right, I have to drive up to the airport every day, right? So I get to see that, you know, every morning, right? It's the same thing, right? The interstate highway comes to a complete standstill for no apparent reason, right? The number 5 thing that I have written down here is it ruins relationships. Impatience has the potential to ruin relationships one has with family, friends, or anyone, really. People tend to avoid impatient people, right? Because you don't want to be the trigger, right? You know they're impatient, and you don't want to set them off, right? You don't want to light that fuse. So if you're known to be an impatient person, people will tend to avoid you. Right, so you probably won't make friends as easy, right? And, you know, when everybody goes to lunch at work, you know, you're looking around and everybody's gone. And you're sitting there by yourself for some reason, right? Yeah.
One of the consequences, you know, when you're talking about
Yeah, and really, it kind of starts with, you know, setting realistic goals, right? If I had a goal of, you know, tomorrow morning I'm going to drive up to the airport and there's going to be no traffic, that's an unrealistic goal. I'm setting myself up to be impatient, right? So if we set realistic goals, we're much more likely to be patient. One of the other results of impatience is a waste of energy. Right? We spend energy being mad, right, at people we don't know and will never meet. Right? Paul wrote in Ephesians 5, verses 15, well, beginning of verse 15, therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. Right? We're supposed to be, as Christians, making the most of our time. Right? If we're spending time being angry because we are impatient, it's a waste. It's energy that we could have, we could be putting towards those things that are good. Obviously, anger is one of them. We've kind of all mentioned it in the things that we've said. Again, Paul in Ephesians 4, verse 26 said, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. So that's the thing. You know, if we're, you know, in traffic or you're stuck behind that school bus, right, you know, you know, are we going to be thrilled about it? No. No. But do we have to get angry about it? No. Right? Just settle your minds, or your mind on other things. Now, how is it that we can become more patient? And I'm assuming that I'm not alone in, you know, having issues with this. I'm assuming that all of us have are in a position where we have not mastered patience, right? None of us have mastered patience. So how can we become more patient? First of all, practice gratitude. Practice gratitude. You might think, you know, how does that make me more patient? Well, if we're thankful, thankful to God, thankful to those around us, we tend to be happier people. Right? People that are thankful are happier. Happy people have a less tendency to be impatient. Right? You have less stress. Right? That stress just kind of leads off in all that happiness. Right? And it tends to rub off on other people, right? You know, you're in that traffic jam, and the guy in the lane next to you, to the left, needs to get off at the next exit, and you let him in, right? Do something nice for him, right? A little courtesy wave, right? You know, you feel good, he feels good, right? Right? Nobody's impatient. Think about the things that are making you feel rushed. What is it that's making you feel rushed? Our mental to-do list, those things have a tendency of becoming a traffic jam in our mind. Right? We have our own little traffic jam that we carry around with us every day. It's that to-do list, right? It's not so much that I got to get to work on time, but I got this report, right? And I got to put that presentation together, right? And the boss is expecting this and that, right? And I got to send 15 emails. Right? It's that. Right? That's what's really making us tense. That's what's really making us impatient. right? And if we think about those things and break them down into something we can realistically get done, right? When I get to work, the first thing I'm going to do is this, right? Not this mountain, right? But just this. Right? We'll be a lot less impatient. Practice waiting for things or making yourself wait. Right? If you just practice waiting, right? Tell yourself to do it. Right? I'm just going to wait. Eventually it gets easier. Right? Everything gets easier with practice. Right? Including waiting. And of course, there really is something behind the expression that good things come to those who wait. Right? Good things do come to those who wait. Right? You're not stressed. You're not angry. Right? You waited patiently. And then finally, take a deep breath, or two, or ten. Right? Don't hyperventilate, but, you know, a deep breath. It helps. It really does. Right? It gives you at least a moment to pause and think. Right? You know, why am I getting angry? Why am I impatient? Right? It gives you at least a moment to tell yourself that that's really, really dumb. Right? That, you know, it's like, I'm a smart person. And a smart person, you know, doesn't trick himself like that. Right? That whatever I've set out there as a goal, that's not real. Right? Take a breath. And obviously, one of the things that we need to do as Christians is we need to be patient with God. Not only do we need to have patience with one another, but we need to have patience with God. Psalm 40 and verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Right? The psalmist was patient with the Lord. We pray for something or about something in our life, and God doesn't immediately answer. How do we react? Do we become impatient? Do we start changing our goals as it relates to God? That's eternally dangerous, right? We've got a goal, right? Just one, heaven, right? You start to alter that or start to look for shortcuts, right? That's eternally dangerous, right? So we need to be patient with God. Abraham in Hebrews chapter 6, beginning at verse 13, said, for when God made the promise to Abraham, since he would swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply you. And so, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. Right? And that patient waiting outlasted his physical lifetime, right? His being multiplied like that went beyond his physical lifetime. James 5, verse 7 says, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. Again, we need to be patient with God. Right? God has his own timetable. And again, remember the fact that God is timeless. He's not affected by time.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, it cost you a few minutes, right? They could be hurt or worse, right? So, you know, again, the cost to you is really minimal compared to what it could be. And I thank you for your participation tonight.